Well, Australia is preparing for dark days ahead. The pandemic is accelerating global power shifts that were already underway, and it's thrown in for good measure a savage international economic downturn. In response today, the Prime Minister announced a plan to build a larger and more aggressive military. It's detailed in the 2020 Defence Strategic Update and Force Structure Plan unveiled today. There's more money and more weapons with the aim of defending Australia's interests and keeping peace in the region. We'll look at some of the possible gaps in a moment, but first Melissa Clark outlines the thinking and the announcements.
The challenges of the times have been weighing heavily on the Prime Minister.
2020 has demonstrated in no uncertain terms that the challenges and threats we face as a nation are constantly evolving.
By his reckoning, the world looks similar to the interwar period, which was marked by the Great Depression and the build-up to World War II.
That period of the 1930s has been something I have been revisiting on a very regular basis. And when you connect both the economic challenges and the global uncertainty, it can be very haunting.
His response? A military build-up. As potential adversaries get better weapons, he wants Australia to be better armed too. Not to match the capability of others, but enough to be a deterrent.
It will expand our plans to acquire sophisticated maritime long-range missiles, air-launched strike and anti-ship weapons, as well as additional land-based weapons. That's right. That's what we're going to do.
And he wants to narrow the focus of the Australian Defence Force to the immediate region. The era that saw Australia spend 15 years in war in Afghanistan appears over, with Scott Morrison setting a higher bar for Australia to join international forays.
We remain prepared to make military contributions outside of our immediate region where it is in our national interest to do so, underscored, including in support of US-led coalitions.
The caveat of supporting the US is important. The security alliance with America remains at the centre of Australia's defence plans. So, who are the potential adversaries and others with better weapons prompting the change? Defence Minister Linda Reynolds insists it's not about the growing power of the region, China.
This is not about a single nation. This is not about a single nation. This is about the cumulative effects of the militarisation in our region, about the new technologies, the new military technologies in particular.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says Labor will offer bipartisan support.
We'll look at the details, of course, but the general direction of focusing on our region is certainly something that we support.
Military might costs money. The government had aimed to lift spending on defence to 2% of GDP. It will exceed that, spending $270 billion over 10 years. But it could ultimately be much more. Already, new submarines to be built by a French company are behind schedule, and the US Joint Strike Fighter jets have been beleaguered by delays and cost blowouts. The Secretary of the Department of Defence, Greg Moriarty, will be trying to do what many before him have failed to, keep defence spending on track.
We are conscious of the investment of national resources the government is requiring us to manage effectively and efficiently on behalf of the government and the Australian people.
Defence Department Secretary Greg Moriarty, Melissa Clark with that report.